everybody. I'm Larry Roberts.
And I'm Sarah Lucy. And this is Brandon, your comprehensive guide to creative branding.
And on this episode of the podcast, we're going to be talking about networking. And, you know, we've definitely talked about networking before, but I think we're going to look at it a little more in depth today and maybe even look at it from a couple of different perspectives. Because networking in like your day-to-day operations or even networking at some of your local networking organizations could be completely different than the way you network at a conference.
Yeah, I think with like a conference, everyone is in the mindset of they want to do business. And that can be a completely different take versus if you're just going to a networking event, which is more just connections. But even in social settings, I mean, I've networked at weddings. I've networked at parties. Maybe that's just because I can't turn it off. But it's also, you meet different types of people from different like walks of life. When you're at a networking event or you're at a conference, everyone there has something in common. Versus if you're just in the social setting, I feel like everyone is super unique.
As entrepreneurs and brand builders, can we ever really turn it off? I mean, we kind of need to be networking 24/7.
Yeah. And it can get annoying, honestly. In my, like, I was literally at a wedding over the weekend and someone brought, like, they mentioned that they want to write a book someday. And I'm just immediately go into, okay, well, I have friends in the publishing world. So send me an email. Like, I can't turn it off.
Right.
Instead of just being like, oh, that's awesome. I'm just like, okay, who can I connect you with? How can we get this done? Your book will be out next week.
Yeah. I mean, similarly, you know, I went to the Success North Dallas Young Executives on Tuesday night, and I just went there to, I go every month just to support the organization. And I met some people. Before I knew it, they had my book in their hand and we were taking a group photo, and I made these connections and I made these new relationships. And you just never know when that opportunity is going to present itself.
Yeah. And one of the things that I have learned the hard way that it has been a piece of advice I've gotten, but I still have not listened to it, is number one rule of networking, have a free hand. Don't have both of your hands full because people are going to try to shake your hand. And every single time I'm in a situation, my hands are full. I'm trying to shift things from one arm to the other, awkwardly go in for like an upside down handshake. And it doesn't help that I'm left-handed. So I'm usually holding things in my right hand. But then they want to shake my right hand. So then I have to switch everything over or give them the awkward, we're on the same side handshake.
But at the same time, doesn't that create a memorable experience? So they go, oh, you're the girl that had all these books.
You're the hot mess I met.
Yeah, you're the hotness, that hot mess that I met there at that event. So
you're gonna be a mess, may as well be a hot one.
But you know, the thing that really spawned this conversation was I downloaded an ebook of 120 ways to power network. And I looked through it and thought, well, this might be good for us to cover some of these and kind of bring it to the forefront.
Yeah, that was one that really stood out to me. And then another one was, don't be a snob. Make sure that you're talking to anybody and everybody.
Yeah.
And this one really stood out, especially because I look a lot younger than I am. So I have had a lot of people kind of just snub me in a networking setting because they assume I can do nothing.
What can you possibly bring to the table, Sarah?
At my age, for real.
Yeah. We all need to know that.
Yeah, thanks, Lisa. credit where credit is due.
Lisa is immortalized in
forever
the atmosphere. Yeah, she's
forever. Yeah. But I remember back, it was in my first job, and I was actually the one that created and ran an internship program for the company. So I would go to these events where students were allowed to go as well. They got like free entry so that they can network with companies and try to get internships and stuff. So I remember me and Renee, who was my coworker, same age as me, we're talking to a full-size adult who she had used to work for. And like,
do I qualify as a full-size adult? Is that
you do? I'm still like an adult with training wheels.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you.
But we were talking to a full-size adult, and this student like sidles up in between me and Renee and the full-size adult and just has her back to us. and starts like elevator pitching the woman. And it goes on for a while. Like, we were in a conversation. So me and Renee are now just standing there like, all right, rude. And then after she feels like she's made her case, she turns to us and is like, oh, so where do you guys go? And we're like, we represent our company. We're here to find potential interns. And she's like, oh, do you want my card? No, I do not. Like, not even a little bit. And then she walks away. And I'm pretty sure the woman she talked to, who did take her card, threw it out. Because wow. That's not, even if like I was a student, like you don't just turn your back on someone. And oh God, it was not good.
Yeah, I mean, it can be hard to not make those assumptions right out of the gate. You know what I mean? But it reminds me back in the day of when I sold cars. This was way back in the day. There was an incident where everybody was on the floor. It was a slow day at the dealership. And this guy pulls up and he's in this beater of a mini truck. You can look at the truck and you can see that the entire dash is covered in cigarette butts. This guy gets out of the truck. He's wearing like coveralls and he's less than clean. We'll put it that way because I'm trying to be polite here. The entire floor, all the other salespeople, they vanish, right? I get with this guy because they left me there to take him on. And I show him around the dealership. We finally find a vehicle that he's looking for. Dude writes a check at sticker. No negotiation, just writes a sticker, full price for this van. And of course, still nobody believed that this cat could even do this. Well, they verified funds, the check cleared, and I sold this guy a van at sticker price, no negotiation, because everybody else made an assumption based on his appearance. And I mean, I couldn't have been more than 21 years old at the time, but that lesson stuck with me. And it's very applicable when it comes to networking. Regardless of these events that you're at, regardless of someone's outward appearance, there's still an opportunity to make an amazing connection, regardless of what you may think right out of the gate.
It's definitely not uncommon for me to be misjudged based on I look like a child.
I've seen it happen.
But it's also, I feel like it for you, it happens. Like, we've had a lot of conversations with people. One was recently about how we dress and how what you wear when you go to these events means a lot about like how people take you seriously.
Sure.
And your uniform is either your hoodie or your quarter zip with jeans and sneakers.
Yeah.
And yeah. It was even said like, oh, well, that's fine. You're just the podcaster.
Exactly. That's exactly what we said. I'm still sort of somewhat taken aback. And even just yesterday, I was in a hot seat of a mastermind, and it's a fairly high-end mastermind that I don't necessarily feel comfortable being a part of because it's such a high-end gig. Not that I don't consider myself a high-end cat, but I'm talking these cats are high-end. And
there's levels.
There's definitely levels to this game, folks. And one of the people that were on the call, she pulled up my website, which has photos of me on stage. And there I am, excuse me, in my three-quarter, little zip up. And I've got these stark white sneakers and my jeans and I'm doing my thing. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't just somewhat embarrassed of the fact that she pulled up my picture in that uniform in front of this particular crowd.
But it's you.
It is. You know, and that's the benefit of being an entrepreneur. That's the benefit of being who we are. That's the benefit of building your own personal brand is you have that opportunity to be you. And so, I mean, so many people live their lives in this bubble that they have to be in order to be quote unquote successful. And, you know, this whole podcast is about building your brand and building your personal brand and securing your personal identity and being successful within that personal identity. And someone in that same mastermind yesterday asked me, they said, if we paid you $300,000 a year, would you consider coming to work for us?
Yep.
And of course I said, yes. Yeah, where's the contract?
Is this being recorded? There are witnesses. This was an offer, yes?
It is recorded. And, and don't think for a minute I won't play that back for them here as soon as they post
this
on
the internet. New ringtone.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, I sat back and I went, would I?
Would you want to work for someone again?
Would I want to work for someone? So, it, you know, they're paying me, they're offering me, they didn't really offer, but hypothetically offered $300,000 a year to travel and speak for their company around the country. And that sounds amazing. But is it really amazing? Because if I was to do that, do I still get to be who I am? Do I still get to wear the red hat? Do I still get to wear the three-quarter zip up or the hoodie? Do I still get to wear my Jordans everywhere I go? And that's something that, and we've gone off on a freaking tangent here.
Very much.
but yeah, we'll come back to the networking thing here in a minute. But I think that's what you have to ask yourself. And I'm going to take this back to networking now. Networking allows you that opportunity to be yourself. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we have to be cognizant of the fact that the other people in the room may be looking at it from the same perspective. They're there in their brand. They're there in their comfort zone. They're building their own personal brand. They're running their business from their own perspective. And
you just used every form of "there" in the same sentence, and the English language is nonsense.
It's all about pronouns, baby. It's 2024, so I want to make sure I'm inclusive. That's the whole goal here. So I'm being very inclusive in my description here of what we have to take into account when we're networking. And it's easy to make that snap judgment. And Sarah, you led me down this path. I'm going to blame you for this.
I'll take it.
You led me down this path because of the youthfulness of your outward appearance. And mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you're 28 and you are young and you're put together. And a lot of people will make these outward assumptions just based on that. And that's something that we have to avoid when we're in these networking situations, regardless of whether it's someone that appears to be young or, in the case of that cat that I sold the van to, older and who is perceived to be as not in a position to buy a brand new vehicle. Let's put it that way.
I'm going to give another networking tip. I just have to say, at that wedding, someone told me that they thought they were at least a decade older than me.
Yeah.
And they were 27.
Yeah, and they were younger.
Yeah. So they thought I was a teenager. So we're just gonna leave that there. One of the other things when it comes to like social event versus conference, I think the way we follow up on connections is also different. And we talked about following up with like when we talked about business cards and when we are exhibiting at conferences and such. But if you're just attending or you just meet somebody out in the world, I feel like at a conference setting, you follow up with an email. But at a social setting or a networking setting, I would follow up with just a LinkedIn connect or with like a little message, a note about what we talked about or something. Is that just me? Is that weird?
I don't think it's weird by any stretch of the imagination, but I think we tend to be somewhat short-sighted in these scenarios. I literally just followed up with a guy that I met on Tuesday night at the Young Executives meeting, which was a local networking event. I literally just followed up with an email this morning. Now, mm-hmm. we followed each other on LinkedIn that night, but what good is that?
Well, you include like a message.
Well, yeah, you have a little message. You go, "Oh, great. Yeah, great connecting with you too. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Let me know if I can do anything to help." And then you're gone.
Oh, I'll usually like, "Hey, great connecting with you here." And then when they like accept it, then I'll say like, "Let's continue the conversation." And I'll actually put my calendar link in the chat.
And that's right. That's right. That's an excellent next step. You know what I mean? And I think that's what so many times we fall short of is not mm-hmm. taking that next step. Now I'm sitting here breaking my arm, patting myself on the back for just sending an email to a guy I met on Tuesday night. Right. But my point there is I at least followed up. We followed each other on LinkedIn. He had a copy of my book, so we also took a picture, which was posted on LinkedIn and posted on Facebook. So we put ourselves out there in that regard. But what's going to come of it from beyond that if I don't mm-hmm. send that email and yeah. go, "Hey, man, appreciate meeting you on Tuesday night. Appreciate you taking a copy of my book. Would love to continue the conversation. Do you have a calendar link? And if not, here's mine. Let's get together. Let's talk." So I think that's, and again, not trying to break my arm, pat myself on the back, but I think that's such an overlooked step so many times when we're networking. We just don't follow up. I mean, going back to the hot seat that I was in that mastermind, I had a gentleman follow up with me after the fact on LinkedIn, that said he wanted to work with me and gave me, blew my mind. But this was an example of how well this individual does follow up. He wrote like paragraphs of input in LinkedIn after we came off this hot seat call in that mastermind. And I was blown away because he took the time to really engage and really take the relationship to the next level. And also, here's such a big, big part. So many times, and this is even in that list that we were talking about when we first got the episode going, so many times we go to networking events, and what's our goal? To get. Our goal is to get, to take, to find, to secure that next lead, to get that next. That's not what networking is all about. No. That's not what getting out there and getting involved and meeting other people is all about. We have to go from a giving perspective. And, I keep going back to this, and maybe this should have been the episode was Larry in the hot seat. I don't know. But
next episode.
Yeah. And it scared the living daylights out of me, but I gave freely of information that I don't want to give, that I really probably not even probably, I just don't want other people knowing about me, about my business and where I'm at. But guess what happened when I gave?
You got back.
I got back. And they gave free, I mean, super freely. It was insane. It was the direct opposite of what I expected to happen. And it was really amazing. And I think if we go in there, not just, you're laughing.
No, I'll tell you why I'm laughing after you.
I think I already know why you're laughing. And it's just another Larry check. I don't know.
You don't?
But, no, I don't. Okay, cool. But, now I'm off track because now I need to know why you're laughing.
So my great grandfather, I think it was my great grandfather, he used to have a saying, when you lay your breads upon the waters, they come back to you in sandwiches. It's just like when you give, you get back more or something. It's a great saying.
Dude, that's insane. That's the greatest saying I think I've ever heard about.
Right? But it got even better.
Oh my God.
Because my sister, so she in college, like she didn't drink much, but she had one, I think it was like their senior day, and they all got a little hammered and she was trying to remember what this saying was. So she just starts rambling about soggy sandwiches.
Nice.
So now anytime someone talks about like it's give more than you receive, I'm just like, you don't want soggy sandwiches. And yeah, so that's why I was laughing, is because you need to get sandwiches.
Definitely not where I was going with why you were laughing, but I love a good soggy sandwich. I mean, I'm down. But so in all honesty, we can learn a lot from soggy sandwiches. So anyway, I mean that's my whole thing, man. Going to these networking events and the young executives where I went Tuesday night, it's just an extension of another networking organization, which is the Success North Dallas. There's a gentleman that has been going to Success North Dallas for months now. And one of the cool things that we do there at the organization is if you are in transition from one position potentially to ideally another position, meaning unemployed, we're trying to be very cordial here and not say you're looking for a job. But if you are looking for a job, there's an opportunity for you to get up and say, hey, I'm so-and-so, and this is my background. This is what I'm looking for. And you know, hopefully there can be a connection made that will put you back in the role that you're looking for. And this poor gentleman is always at the main meetings. He's always at the young executives, and he has yet to find that role. And I firmly believe, because I know I've heard his background and he brings a lot to the table, but there's also that, and I don't just want to pinpoint this gap, but I'll turn it back on myself as well. There's always this air of, I just need a job. I just need a connection. I just need to make it work. I just need that comes off this cat. And it's a little off-putting, you know, at times. And that's something that I know. And I say this, I know it because I know I do it too. You know, I'm very guilty of going into networking opportunities with an air of desperation, with an air of, oh, this is my chance to get a client. And I mean, I've even done it in speaking gigs. You know, I'll go to an opportunity to speak And I guarantee you that I'm reeking of, if I crush this talk, I'll get some clients. And it just doesn't work. It's never worked. And I don't believe it'll ever work. So that's something that we need to be cognizant of when we go to these events is, you know, what are our true intentions? Mm-hmm. Because even if we try to mask our true intentions, people can see through it. And we need to go to these events with a attitude of giving, with an attitude of contribution, with an attitude of relationship. And that goes far and above an attitude of getting something back in return.
Yeah, I think that really highlights like the importance of networking, even when you don't need anything at all, because if then you do find yourself in that position where you're looking and you do need, you already have people you can personally reach out to because they're already part of your network. But it also, one of the things that I think millennials and we kind of invented the side hustle. And I think side hustles are so important just
Come on now.
We invented the side hustle.
No. I was side hustling for millennials where you were in a thing.
You were just hustling. Like, let's.
Oh, I just hustling. I was. I just hustled.
Side hustles, like, okay, we may not have invented it, but we perfected it.
Okay. All right.
But it's so important to have something like that on the side so that if you do lose your main, like, position,
yeah,
you have something to fall back on, not even like just for the income standpoint, but if you're on LinkedIn and you have your position as unemployed, it might as well say dead. Like, no one wants to talk to that person. No one wants to connect with that person. So if like I suddenly my company goes under, so instead of being president of Favorite Daughter Media, I have to rely on something else. And also Brandon and all of that. But if I have a side hustle, I can just fill in.
And all these side hustles.
I can just swap it out with a side hustle so that I still have a position. Because if it just says nothing, unemployed, the same what we were just saying you shouldn't do, other people are going to see that and say there's nothing they can do for me.
Right.
So that's not going to get you anywhere. So having a side hustle can be really important in like the case of losing that main job.
I mean, I'm a huge advocate of side hustles and I wholeheartedly agree. You got to have a side hustle. I may have gone side hustle a little too hard when I was still the corporate guy back in the day. I may have been side hustling on company time, but that's neither here nor there. So we will, but no, I love it, man. And that does open up those opportunities. So, I mean, I think the biggest takeaway here today from this conversation is, you know, go into your networking opportunities with something in each hand. So you have to struggle a little bit to shake hands.
So they'll remember you.
So they'll remember you. That's one of my takeaways. And the other.
Speaking of remembering, though.
Yeah.
I just want to throw this one out there.
Throw it out there.
We talked about follow-ups and now about remembering. Yeah. Make sure you're following up within 48 hours.
Yeah.
Because if you wait longer than that, they will not remember ever having met you unless you're like a celebrity and they're never going to forget you or something, or you make really embarrass yourself or something.
Yeah. Maybe you ever read that. You remember that.
Yeah. But for the most part, they're not going to remember. So make sure it's within those 48 hours that you're sending that follow up.
Yeah. Thank you for scolding me, because I really meant to follow up yesterday with this individual that I followed up with this morning. But his card fell out of my wallet. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, yeah. I better follow up here. So anyway, man, hopefully you guys got some value out of this episode. I think Sarah and I really conveyed some of our own experiences here and some of the things that we've learned over the years in networking and putting ourselves out there. So hopefully you can gain some insight from this and move forward in your networking efforts and continue to grow your own personal brand. So if you did find some value, do us a favor, hit that subscribe button so we can continue to bring you this amazing content each and every week. And with that, I'm Larry Roberts.
I'm Sarah Lucy. We'll talk to you next week.